Now, last night, Belfast rappers Kneecap issued a statement apologising to the families of murdered MPs Sir David Amos and Joe Cox. The statement on X responds to the controversy that's been swirling around them in recent days since footage emerged of the group at a concert in November 2023 when one of the members appeared to say, "The only good Tory is a dead Tory. Kill your MP." The band has also attracted criticism for a second video clip in which a band member appears to shout, "Up Hamas, up Hezbollah." Police investigations in the UK are ongoing. Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke has more. They break their silence, Evelyn. What have they said?
Yeah, a statement there emerging on X, as you say, last night. So it's quite a long statement, Mary, and it's very strong words from them. And just to give you a little flavour of what they say, for example, establishment figures desperate to silence us have combed through hundreds of hours of footage of interviews, extracting a handful of words from months or years ago to manufacture moral hysteria. So this is obviously in relation to the video footage that you're talking about there, the two clips that are being investigated. Mm-hmm. But they go on to say, "Let us be unequivocal. We do not and have never supported Hamas or Hezbollah. We condemn all attacks on civilians, always. It is never okay." They add, "We know this more than anyone given our nation's history." It also goes on to say that they would they reject any suggestion they would seek to incite violence. And they say, "This distortion is not only absurd, it is a transparent effort to derail the real conversation." And then they go on to say very clearly to the Amos and Cox families, we heard, of course, from Sir David Amos's daughter yesterday, Katie Amos was out talking about it. A direct message to them, they say, "We sent our heartfelt apologies. We never intended to cause you hurt." That the Kneecap message has always been one of love and inclusion. The last line they say there then, they talk about the fact that their music is is resonating across generations, and they say no smear campaign will change that. Interesting use of that phrase there, because they used that phrase 3 days ago as well in a statement after the Coachella appearance, which is really where this latest kind of chapter started off. So they've used, you know, they are convinced and keep saying this thing about that it's a smear campaign. So very strong words from them overnight. I imagine they're getting a huge amount of attention, and, you know, they really had to come out with a statement at this point.
They've been enjoying huge success. So I suppose, you know, you look at the context here, they haven't denied that the comments in relation to the Tory, in relation to Hamas and Hezbollah, comes from actual footage that comes from them. They haven't denied that in the statement, Evelyn, have they? They've tried to explain context.
Yes, no, and that's what's interesting, because, I mean, you know, we've all been kind of looking at videos. Some of the videos, you hear sounds, do you really see somebody saying it? You know, and we're all very aware, obviously, in this world of AI, etc. You have to be very careful about video footage. So it was going to be interesting to see what they said about it. And like you say, they do not deny that the footage is there as such, but what they're talking about is the fact that they say that it's been extracted from hundreds of hours, you know, from live footage, and that they say that this is part, I suppose, what they would think of that overall smear campaign, that people have gone maybe looking for footage. So they don't know, they don't say that they didn't say it, but they talk about the context.
All right. We live in a cancel culture, I suppose. They are enjoying huge success. They're on the bill for Glastonbury this year. Could there be a massive downside for them in this?
Oh yeah, this is absolutely massive for them. I mean, the growth, their phenomenon has just been unbelievable. You have to remember the movie. Like, the movie was nearly on the Oscar stage at one point. It was nearly got nominated for the Best International Feature. It did wonderfully in the nominations for BAFTA, for example. The IFTAs it cleaned up as well. So it's been huge, huge success for them. They've had a very, very successful tour in Australia and New Zealand. They obviously had that big appearance at Coachella there a few days ago. But they are due to have a tour later in the year. But the problem for them now is what's next now here, because obviously festival organisers have started putting heat on them. Some of them are withdrawing invitations. We know, we think, two festivals in Germany, for example, have rescinded invitations for them to appear. Glastonbury is the big one. Just looking, actually, I found one example of a punk band called Kildren, who were described as an anti-Tory band. They were dropped after being booked for Glastonbury in 2019. There was controversy over their booking. You know, so there is precedence there with, you know, when there's a tension on a band, that festival organisers can get a bit nervous. So we haven't heard anything from Glastonbury yet. The BBC are saying that the Glastonbury broadcast plans will be considered in the coming weeks, and all output, they say, will adhere to editorial guidelines. So definitely statements there, but there's definitely a spotlight on them like never before, because of their success, because of their appeal, and being no doubt, you know, they have a massive, massive fan base. You can see that in the ticket sales, you can see that in the attention around them. But I suppose the spotlight is firmly on them now, and they had to come out with that statement last night, and it's a strong statement.
Arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke, thank you. 8 minutes to 9.